Hello and welcome to episode 70 of the Main Yarn Podcast. I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
And we're happy to greet you for this March edition of the Main Yarn Podcast.
Really? We'll get very confused if you say that.
March question mark. But it's brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. Although technically it's April. Anyway, what are the topics we have for you today?
We have some finished objects.
We're going to talk about what we're working on.
And what we want to work on next.
We'll have some shop talk.
And then probably a catastrophe or two.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see if we can come up with one or two more.
No.
Not
thanks.
On purpose.
You can do that.
Probably will. It's hard to knit and talk sometimes.
It is. It's hard just to talk sometimes.
Yeah. I just got back from going to the movies. Mm-hmm. We saw the new Dungeons and Dragons movie. Yeah. If you have any nerds you're married to, and I take you to one of those. Anyway,
or if you are also a nerd.
True.
Yeah.
It was not bad. It was cute. But I was at Smitty's, which is our local movie theater.
Yeah.
And they're usually a little bit brighter than a normal movie theater. Just a smidge.
Yeah.
Because they serve food.
Right.
There's waiters and waitresses walking around. And so I was working, and I did pretty good. I was working on one of my projects, but I kind of feel like I got to a point, and I'm like, wait, this doesn't quite feel right, and I put it in my bag. So there may be another Knitastry waiting for me down on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
That I don't know about yet, so.
Yeah, I also think Smitty's has quite a few of my stitch markers, and possibly a needle hidden in their seats somewhere.
That sounds painful.
It does a bit.
Yeah. All right. So we have some finished objects, eh?
I'm
not sure how. Like, because I sat down to write this, and I'm like, I probably didn't finish anything this month. But then I started looking, and I had a lot.
Lo and behold. Ta-da. Yeah, and you should start, because you have more than I do.
Well, I have the sweater I'm wearing, which I had on list last month. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it, and I said it'll probably be on the list again. This is my Emma from Coco Knits, version A. And last month, the shoulders were really floppy and falling off my shoulders. So I picked up and made a collar for it, which made it
less floppy.
And then we wore it to trivia, to the bar, and I did a ta-da pose.
Yeah.
And you said, ooh, look at that. In the appropriate sort of response, right?
Yeah.
And then you poked your husband, and you're like, look. And he's like, what? What am I talking about? And you're like, her new sweater. He's like, ooh, you made the neck too big. This is after I finished making it less big.
Scott is nothing if not direct.
Yes, I was like, did you tell him, or is he just commenting that I didn't do enough? So that was
fun.
It's
the style now, though. It's a loose-fitting type of sweater.
Yes.
It's supposed to be like that.
Probably not this much, though.
It's fine.
But, no, I enjoy it. It's very cozy. And, I probably could have gone a few more rounds with my adding the collar, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
If you do, though, you could count it as a finished object next month.
Really too bad we don't get actual points on this for something, right?
We should.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be a competition. But then I'd lose. Because, you know, you're a knitting professional.
Yeah. That means I knit less. Ask any yarn shop owner how many things they can knit on, and it's usually nothing.
Yeah.
Which was one of my big worries when I thought about buying the shop. Would that turn, you know, would I stop knitting?
Would it, yeah, the thing you do for fun, would it suddenly mean you have to just work on stuff all day?
Yeah. I decided I'm not going to be that yarn shop owner.
Yeah.
So I kept my day job. And
yeah.
Anyway, so I did add the collar. I used the method that was in Sydney Craybaugh's vest pattern that I did about a year ago, because it had a really cute pickup V-neck. Nice. And yeah, I like it.
Yeah, looks great.
Thanks.
And I love that color.
Yes. Because
it's doing a bit.
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right. So how about you? What have you finished?
What I'm wearing
is,
finally, I know you don't believe this, dear listener, but my Pearside cardigan.
Yay!
Which I'm very happy about. Thank you. It's, you know what's funny about this? It's the sweater that I wear, and people who don't knit come up and go, that looks hard. You made that?
Really?
Yeah. So Scott.
So how did...
And then some guy at Rising Tide did the same thing as well. And I'm like, oh, are you a knitter? No. It's like, that looks really difficult. What are you doing?
When were you wearing it? Oh, when you were knitting
it. When I was making it. Rising Tide.
So you weren't there this week.
No, this I wasn't. Week.
And we were in the brighter room, so yeah. Off to the side. And we had half the room. We could have spread out a little further, but we filled up half the room pretty well. The other half of the room was rented, though,
yeah,
by the main CFAs. So it was such a contrast. In...
it was
all
the,
they were all men, CFAs, yeah, standing around drinking their beer.
Yeah.
Fine. And then all the ladies plus Chuck over at the other tables knitting and crocheting and having a great time drinking their beer. So in general, it was an interesting, there was no crossover though.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't be shocked if one of them knows how to knit though.
I don't know. They looked like finance guys to me.
Oh, come on. We're in finance, really.
I know. That's why I know them. And I felt like I should have been on that side, because those are the kind of events I always end up at.
Yes.
Just kind of awkwardly socializing while someone else in the room is, you know, doing something fun like the knitters. So. Cool. Anyway, yeah, it's good to see you, CFAs. If any of you are knitters, I'd love to hear from you. But
yeah.
I figure if they were, they would have come over and been like, hey, how am I on the wrong side of the room here? Unless they just didn't want their friends to know that.
That they're actually knitters. Yeah. Maybe none of the knitters wanted to let you know they're actually a CFA. You thought of that, huh? Anyway.
Could have been.
Yeah. But yes, this is finally done. It was my second attempt. I've had a couple sweaters where I've done a decent amount of a sweater and then decided I don't like the yarn that I'm doing it in.
Yeah.
And started over again. So this has been a long time coming. And I just checked. It's been almost 2.5 years since I started this version of it.
Yeah.
And longer since I started the first version of it, because we were in Connecticut, remember?
Yeah.
I bought the yarn.
One of the ones on my list here is quite long like that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But it's definitely recommend it. And it's really not a difficult, even though it took me forever, it's not a difficult sweater in itself. It's because I did my design your own fade on it that added some complexity.
I mean, and it's all, starting it looks... twice. It's all cabled, though.
Yeah, it's all cabled, but the cable itself is, one row of cable, 7 rows of just stockinette.
Yeah.
So it makes for it cable, look... it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, it's the same. And it's not even a cable. It's more like a horseshoe, which is done in the same way as a cable, but they never actually cross.
Right.
Well, I guess they kind of do at the top. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. And it looks super cozy.
Thank you. Thank you. So yes, I'm happy with it. What else did you finish?
I finished my Unique Socks.
Yeah.
UNEEK. in the new, Unique Sock yarn we have in the shop, which is so pretty. It does self-striping whatever.
Yeah.
In this case, socks. And it's divided into two little balls already so that... or cakes, so that you don't need to do that when you start. And because of that, I was like, well, this is cool. I'm going to do toe-up socks, and I'm going to just knit until the ball is completely gone.
Yeah.
And I have got super tall socks out of these. So I was super happy.
Yeah.
And as I've mentioned, I have largish feet. So largish feet plus super tall socks. There's a lot of yarn in these little puppies. So
yeah.
And it's such a pretty... And part of the reason I wanted the long socks, but part of it is just because I loved all the colors in it and I wanted to make sure they all got in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, I'm ogling the unique colorways as well.
Yeah. Very pretty.
Yes.
All right. What else you got?
Well, the other thing, this was a shorter project, but I have to count it because it's for my brother. What I want to say, my brother plays a game called Go, which is the world's oldest game. In order to play the game of Go, you need these things called stones, which I kept calling tiles, which is incorrect. And he wanted me to, first of all, make him something to keep them in out of knitting. out of yarn. And we realized they were way too heavy. That wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So I bought these fancy boxes and lined them with a yellow mat that I knitted. Nice. That was the exact size of the inside of the box. And I double checked with him today, actually, and they work perfectly. So I'm very happy with that. So whatever those things are, I made two little knitted mats.
Perfect. All right. And the last thing I have is the thing that was been on my list for over 3 years. I had started it back before I bought the shop, and I finally finished it. I don't know why I set it aside. I think I was just having sleeve issues. And I was sitting here in my office one day, and I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to knit. So I kind of turned around, and there's random bags of knitting behind me here. I'm like, well, let's see what this is. And it was that. And I picked it up, and I'm like, yeah, all I've got is like a sleeve and a half left. So yeah. I just started doing it while I was, because it was garter stitch, mm-hmm. which on the sleeves, it was a row of knit and a row of purl. So it's mm-hmm. not quite as easy as garter stitch might sound. Because it was done in the round at that point. But it was, I got it done. I didn't make the sleeves as long as the pattern called for. I made them kind of partial sleeves. Not quite short sleeves. Not quite
3/4 length.
Yeah, not quite 3/4.
Cropped.
I don't know. Just sleeves that are not all the way.
Yeah.
But yeah. Nice. I finished it and it's cozy.
Yeah.
Because it's out of Remix Light.
Yeah.
So not too heavy, not too not too warm.
Yeah.
No, so just lovely. Going into spring.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Lovely.
All right. So, on to what we're working on?
Yes. So all right. What are we working on?
I will go first because I have a million here for some reason. I don't know why. I can't just work on one thing and finish one thing. That would be nice. But up first is my third coast, which is getting close. It's here. And it is all the way up to the shoulders.
Yeah.
It's time to seam the shoulders and then I add the sleeves on. But this is in the Drapey DK from Emma's Yarn. And this color is so pretty.
It is.
Still working. I've described it several times. It's a plant lady color. It is pink with green speckly things. Not quite speckles. Green tonal.
Flex? They could almost be called flex?
Not really. Because they're bigger than that.
Okay.
But splotches. I don't describe colors well. It's gorgeous.
It is. It's beautiful.
And
I would say salmon pink with some very subtle flecks of green.
There you go. Yes. And so I'm getting close, is my point. Mm-hmm. I have to connect the sleeves, and that's why I stopped working on that, because I need to take it somewhere where I have a tapestry needle.
Oh, yeah.
It's been living here in my office and been working on it.
Yeah, you sound like you're taking it on vacation. I need to take it somewhere where I have a tapestry needle.
Like downstairs.
Like like a few feet away. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my point.
Very nice, though.
Yes, that's coming along lovelily.
Yeah.
Lovely? That's not a word at all. It's coming along. Very nicely. I will bring it to the retreat. I will hopefully be done by then in June, because this is where I bought it last year and I want to take it back and show it off.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, how about you?
Well, what I'm working on, I'm going to go out of order, because what I'm actually working on is the Mabel.
Familiar.
Yes, and the yarn that I'm using is the same yarn that you used for Emma.
My Emma, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because that's Emma's yarn.
Yes.
And your sweater is called Emma.
Yeah.
But they're different things. So it's the same yarn, because I saw that yarn when you got it for making the Emma, and I was like, oh, what is that? I need it.
I know.
I need it. And it's lovely Woolfolk Luft.
I've been eyeing this color for a long time, and I finally picked what I was going to make out of it.
Yeah, and it's great for this.
It's like a purple.
It's but brown, it's, but in the right light, it has a little bit of purple.
Yeah, I view it as purple.
You do?
Yeah.
I view it as more brown than purple, but in the right light, it's
dark
purple.
Dark brown.
Yes, definitely dark.
Dark purple, sorry. It's sort of a plum to me. But the fun thing about the Luft is that it's a cotton tube that's blown full of wool fibers, super, yeah, super soft wool fibers. And the cotton tube is white.
Yeah. And you can kind of see it.
Yeah. And it makes a really cool, like, three-dimensional sort of, yeah, view into your sweater, yeah, and all the stitches.
Really does.
I love it.
And it's bulky, so it's going so fast.
It's super bulky.
Yeah, super bulky. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm using for the
three stitches
navel
to the inch.
Yeah. Yes, I just put it on Ravelry, too. I didn't even put that in there. So, yeah, for the Mabel, I'm using it for the Mabel. I made a different sweater out of this color just so that people would still be able to tell us apart, really.
It's really not that different a sweater.
No, it really isn't. And they're still not going to be able to tell us apart, but that's
yours
okay.
Yours isn't going to be a V-neck, so that'll be
right.
The difference.
Right. We'll see. But what are you working on?
Oh, I'm working on a Mabel, too.
Yay.
Here we go. This Mabel is out of Berwick Bulky, though, mm-hmm, in Tropical Sea colorway, mm-hmm, which is my beautiful green.
Yeah.
Sort of a tonal greenish blue. Looks like the Tropical Sea, actually.
We should take a picture of what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
you
we're all
we're
like,
doing?
Yes.
So you can't see this, guys, but Jen is wearing the purpley-brown sweater and knitting a greenish sweater, and I'm wearing a greenish sweater and knitting a purplish-brown sweater. So
yeah,
when I say people can't tell us apart, you know what I'm talking about. It's very weird. It just struck me that was happening.
Yeah. It's a little different shade of green, though.
It is. Well, I have every shade of green in this one.
Slightly. Yeah, so mine looks, yeah, like the ocean, mm-hmm, in the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, mine's more muted, kind of bluish.
Yeah.
Well, it's got blue in it, too. And I've got flecks of blue.
There you
in
go.
Mine. Or splotches.
Splotches.
Anyway, sorry, keep going. Yes, your Mabel.
Yeah, so my Mabel, I don't know. What was I saying about it? The Berwick Bulky.
Yeah.
So this is going to be much warmer. This is,
yeah.
It's the same gauge, but the yarn is heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So for the same weight yarn, you get twice as much out of the Luft than you,
yeah,
do out of the Berwick Bulky.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
literally twice as heavy.
That is going to make a difference.
Yeah. So you can still get the same gauge because the yarn is the same size, but this is a much denser, warmer yarn.
Mm-hmm.
It's very squishy and super soft still.
Yeah.
But it is a totally different product. So, yeah. But gorgeous, and it's going to be great in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Hopefully I'll be done by then. But I'm almost done with one sleeve.
You're going to be done this month.
Yeah. And I've got one more sleeve to go. And at 3 stitches to the inch, it goes very fast.
Yeah.
Especially in stockinette.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can still finish this and wear it this season. So
probably.
We'll see.
It'll be good for those cool nights.
Yeah.
Bring it to the retreat because it definitely will get cool.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of the evenings.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What else are you working on?
Well, it's been a little while. I know I did a little bit on my shaved ice tea. I guess that's the one that I want to have finished for June.
Yeah.
I've got a long way to go, but it's within sight. It's possible.
Well,
so
I'll make sure to bring mine and we can all get reunion pictures from our shaved ice from last year.
Yeah.
Along with Casa Pinka, who will be there, the designer.
Yes, perfect.
So, yes, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm only in the second color. You know, there's four colors. I'm only on the second one. So, you know, I've got a way to go, but it's a tee. It's not a full sweater. So.
Yeah, and then you don't get stuck on Sleeve Island.
Right. And what else have you been working on?
What else have I been working on? Oh, I started a Tunisian crochet scarf because I don't have enough hobbies.
Right. That's why I was laughing.
Yes. Yeah. And man, I'm making, so that was fun. We did, Emily in the shop taught, mm-hmm, a Tunisian crochet class out of Tori Lipsy's book. And we're making the midway fringe scarf from her book. But Tunisian crochet is like a cross between knitting and crochet. So you're kind of crocheting stitches, but you leave them all on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a hook that's got like a cable on it. So it's extra long. And then you go back and take them all off. Basically, you kind of resolve them on your way back.
Yeah.
So you're only ever looking at the front side of the work, the right side. But you kind of go across and then you go back and like resolve everything. So it's kind of fun. It's pretty satisfying. Goes pretty quick. I'm using both the Emma's Drapey DK held together with Emma's Surrey Silk. And this thing is the softest scarf I've ever felt. I'm getting so spoiled with all my soft yarn. But man, this Surrey Silk is so nice. It's like a lace weight. And there's, you know how a lot of people are like dragging things with mohair now?
Yeah.
To make them kind of fluff?
Yes. I did a lot of that. Yep.
Yeah. And mohair makes me itchy. Mm-hmm. So I can't.
Yeah.
But this does the same thing, but without the mohair. So it's Surrey silk and what?
What's you just this? Said it.
I did. Surrey.
It was another thing with S's. Oh my goodness. Why? It's been a long day.
Surrey alpaca. Surrey alpaca and silk.
Maybe.
There you go.
Okay.
Wow. Super soft. Is amazing. Is Surrey alpaca a thing, or am I losing my mind?
I don't know the first word. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Oh, here's a skein right here. Look at that. Just happened to have one right next to me. 74% baby Surrey and 26% silk. Feel how soft it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty, too.
Yeah. This isn't the color I'm using on that scarf. This is, I've just randomly picked one up here next to me in my office. I've got a different project in mind for this one. But yeah, once I started working with it, I went back and grabbed more. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a giant box of this downstairs that's going into the shop tomorrow. Yeah. So we've got more coming. But man, it's so nice. Yeah. Oh, anyway, that's my ode to my midway scarf in Tunisian crochet.
Nice.
Yeah. You got anything else you're working on?
The only other thing is my quote-unquote missing socks, which I found, which I relayed to you last time. So I've done one sock and I'm on the second one. So those are with me at all times in my purse. So.
Nice.
Well, one of them's with me at all times in my purse, I should say.
You don't bring the other one along so you make sure you get the same length?
No, the trouble is, what I need to do is just get, when I get to the point where I need to check something, that's when I need to have my purse at home, but that happens often enough. So.
Okay.
So far it's working.
That's fair.
Cross fingers. Tune in next time to see if that did work.
Yeah. So, next up I have my Lopi sweater that I'm making. It's all color work all the way up.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. It makes me super happy. It's going to be super warm.
Yeah.
It's downstairs, so I don't have it to show you, but I've gotten through all the colors now.
Yeah.
So I'm probably about halfway up the body.
Yeah.
And it's going pretty quick.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's a worsted weight.
Yeah.
I'm using the Let Lopi.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah. I bought a sweater that is kind of reminiscent of that, which feels like cheating, but I found this Fjällräven sweater, which was on super duper sale because they're really expensive, and it is 100% wool.
Nice.
Swedish, I think it's a Swedish company, but there's a store in Freeport, Maine.
Yeah.
Scott really likes them, and I was like, oh, why did you have to bring me in here? Because it's dark green and dark purple.
Ooh.
And,
Oh, is that the one you were wearing the other night?
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Yeah, it is, but it feels like, thank you, but it feels like I'm cheating. Like I haven't made one of those sweaters, so I just bought one.
Well, you know, you can put it on your list.
Yeah, everything's on my list.
So, was that all you had?
Yeah, I'm all done, I think. Mm. I don't think I worked on anything else.
So the other thing is I brought my second butterfly shawl out of hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
It had been in its cocoon for a while, and now it's back out as becoming a butterfly. I'm making that.
Chrysalis.
Yeah. I've got, last one I made, so the butterfly is the one that has short rows, and basically it looks like a butterfly by just putting all kinds of little short row jobbies all through it.
Yeah.
The first one I made, I used different color yarns for each row, and it made it, you know, really pretty, really impressive looking. This one I'm doing two different colors of Wonderland Blossoms, so it's kind of doing a slow color change on its own. So it's a different look, but I think just as beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that, for some reason, had been in timeout for like 3 years. I don't know why. I think I just saw something new shiny and I decided I wanted to pull that out. So that has been in progress, and that's what I was working on in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't smart.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah, mine's actually in timeout still. I need to pick it back up because I don't even remember why.
Yeah. I couldn't find the pattern either.
No.
It wasn't with the pattern, so I had to like print out a new copy of the pattern and then like count the stitches to figure out where I was.
Yeah.
But I got it.
Yeah.
And hopefully I didn't mess it up too bad working on it in the dark. Because, you know, short row butterfly shawls is the perfect thing to bring with you. My husband looked at me, he's like, you're going to work on that here? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. No problem. Which is all great until, like, one of the tiny stitch markers jumps off.
And like, yeah, and ends up with the collection that I've left in that same movie theater.
True. Those people are probably like, what in the world are people doing here? So I'm working on that. And then I'm also working on my Laxo socks from Laura Nelkin. I haven't gotten too far on those. So I'm using the Chowgu shorty needle sets.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a small 12-inch needle, but I made it with 2-inch tips.
Yeah.
And I find that using a 2-inch tip in my right hand is just too small.
Yeah.
I need to switch that one out for the 3-inch tip.
Remember, I think Laura Nelkin said she was doing that. She was having the longer one in one hand and the shorter one in the other. I think in our interview she said that.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
She's so smart.
Yeah. Can't wait to meet her in person. But yeah, I'm putting that... Every time I pull it out, I'm just like, not quite enough to hold on to. So
yeah,
I just have to have it at a place. Again, it needs to be in the same room as my set of interchangeable shorties. And then I can change it.
Yeah.
Because I usually think about it when I'm like in a restaurant or something. Because it just comes along with me. And then I'm like, well, gee.
Yeah, no, I can't change it. I know that feeling. Yeah.
All right. So,
word from our sponsor. Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new larger location in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street, still just steps away from the waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. If you aren't local or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, you can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com and also follow us on Instagram at knitwityarnshop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
Yeah, so we've been in this new larger location for over a year now.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And people still come in and are like, oh, I was just up at the older store and didn't realize you'd moved. So
yeah.
Apparently we didn't do a great job getting the word out. But we did, COVID. Chuck and I walked up there.
Yeah.
We were driving from somewhere and we were going past the old shop. And so we went in to see it.
Yeah. I've been in there.
Yeah. It's small. You know, it just seems really small now that we're used to the new larger size.
Yeah, unfathomable, right? Like, how could it possibly? Yeah.
So, we're, glad we made the move. Mm-hmm. And glad people are finding us eventually here.
It's great. It's amazing. You go in there and there's just like a whole world of yarn and knitting. Mm-hmm. So, it's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So, what do we want to work on next?
I still have something on there, which is my Riddler cowl. Like I said, when we were going through what we were talking about today, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I haven't started that yet. I will. I finally had more of an idea on how to do it. I tend to overcomplicate things, and then if I back myself up 5 steps, then suddenly it's doable. So that's where I am on that one.
Well, good. All right. So I've got a pair of socks I'm going to make for my son. My son is this is my my pun I'm all super proud of.
Yeah.
Because I made a pun. And,
yeah.
You know, Julie's making
I can't wait.
Constantly. And, you know, I make one in a month and have to repeat it all the time. Because, so he's a dirt biker, mm-hmm. and he likes to ride his Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found some... found some new yarn that looks like it's all the colors of his Kawasaki dirt bike. So mm-hmm. they're his Kawasakis that I'm going to make him.
I knew where you're going.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I approve.
It's very cute. So the yarn is Snallygaster. Sorry. One of the new local dyers we got. And man, it's just so pretty. There's lots of different cool colors. This one is shades of green and white, and it's got little black. One of their bases has these little black like dashes throughout it, and the other one doesn't. So this is the one with the black dashes, and it just makes it look like from that perspective, just like his Kawasaki stuff. So yeah, but there's all kinds of other pretty colors too. So that'll be my next pair of socks.
Sorry, I just had to get scissors out. Probably everybody heard that.
Very nice.
And what color is Kawasaki again?
Green.
I don't know why I'm thinking Kawasaki is like that bluey purple. What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'll show you the yarn later.
But it should be green because that was always his favorite color, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
He liked orange for a while too, though.
Okay.
All right. Do you have another what you want to work on here?
Yeah, so I decided that I have a lovely little yarn bowl like you're using right now that Scott got me, and it's next to the couch, and for a while I was using it to hold the other working sock of my socks that I'm working on.
Okay.
And then I realized, you know what? No, that bowl needs its own pair of socks.
Oh.
I need a pair of socks that I carry around in my purse.
Yeah.
And I need a pair of socks that's next to the TV.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
To start.
Okay.
Because yeah. God knows I have enough yarn. Sock yarn.
Yeah, what is it going to be? Which?
Oh my god. I can't even tell you. It's probably like whatever hits my hand first. There's so much. I really need to get working on socks just to bring down the level of sock yarn I got.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I'll fill you in next time.
Okay.
Or earlier.
All right. Shop talk. So we're still gearing up for the retreat.
Yeah.
Julie's been in charge of finding all our delicious caterers.
Yummy, yummy food. So,
which reminds me, I need to send a
Yeah, you need to send some money. Yeah.
Yes. but yeah, that's just coming along. I don't know that I have anything new to add. We definitely...
There's still space to sign up?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is. Mm-hmm. So
if you haven't yet and you're interested, coming to the lovely seacoast of Maine, hang out with us and some amazing designers...
And good. They're fun knitters. People, too.
Yeah.
In addition to being amazing designers, they're just really fun people. So that makes it awesome.
And it's a beautiful location. Check it out. Searsport Shores.
Yep.
Everybody loves it. Seriously. So
knitwitattheshores.com is the website. But you can also get there right from our website at knitwitportland.com.
Yeah.
And speaking of website, we just launched a new website this week.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, so the shopping portion is all the same, but now mm-hmm. everything else really kind of flows with that base shopping portion that we mm-hmm. have. We have all of our podcasts are out there, nicely organized.
Yay.
We have a page that features all of our newsletter featured projects, mm-hmm. so you can go back and get them. You don't have to search through your emails. We have, what else? There's tutorials. You can get to classes. All the information on the retreat. It's just new and streamlined, and we'd be interested in people's thoughts about it. So, you know, if you have any feedback you'd like to share, let me know.
Yes.
So we were pretty excited though.
Yeah, that's great.
It's got just a new look, so.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. That brings us to catastrophes.
All right, yeah, I'm going to have to take the sweater off for this. Okay.
Okay.
So, as we have discussed a few times on the podcast before, we tend to knit English style, whatever you want to call it. Imperial? What do you guys call it?
I call it throwing instead of picking.
Yeah, throwing, whatever you want to say.
Yarn in the right hand.
We can knit continental, and in fact, we've both done projects
yep.
using both or one or the other. Or
That's
both.
what This project is left-handed. Which basically, this is my third coast.
Yes, your third coast.
And then also my Noro... why do I always say Noro? It's a Lopi sweater. Just a yarn with four letter names. Yeah. My Lopi sweater, I'm doing... It's color work, so I'm doing both.
Yeah.
One color in the left, one color in the right.
I've done a lot of color work where it's both, because that's just so fast.
Yeah.
But as we've spoken before, I have a theory yet to be proved, but I'm pretty certain on this, that I know that my gauge, at least, is completely different when I'm knitting, throwing versus picking. Did I say that right? In other words, when I do continental and I do a gauge swatch, I suddenly have row gauge. When I do my regular way of knitting, I do not have row gauge. I always end up with a really tall rectangle. So it kind of looks like me.
When you make a swatch that should be 4x4, you're saying it's not a square.
It's not a 4x4 at all. It's 4 inches wide.
Yes.
Ultimately, you know, when I get the right needles. But it's never 4 inches tall when I'm doing it that way. Now, when I do continental gauge swatch, it's perfectly square. It's so weird.
It is weird.
So what that leads me to, though, is when you have a pattern that's very prescriptive about do this many rows and then, you know, decrease two stitches and then do two more rows or do 8 rows of pattern and do this. When it's prescriptive like that, instead of saying work 2 inches and then do this thing, when it's prescriptive, you kind of get yourself stuck if you didn't have row gauge. And this is what happened to me with these set-in sleeves, because if you think about a set-in sleeve, it's a very, you know, carefully designed, your sleeve needs to be exactly the shape to fit into the sweater. And because my row gauge was so off, it wasn't.
Right.
So I made these sleeves and everything looked fine, I thought. Then I came to sew it together and I'm like, this is not gonna work. So what I ended up doing was frogging the last few inches of the top of my set-in sleeve. And then I had a piece that didn't fit, right? I was trying to fit the wrong jigsaw piece into the puzzle. So what I did, and this is where the steeking comes in handy, is I just sewed it in so that it looked okay from the right side.
Yeah.
And then on the back side, I reinforced and sewed over the edge.
Okay.
You can't really see it here. And then I cut it.
Oh.
I like cut the rest of the yarn so that it wasn't yarn. I could have just left it, but it would have looked a bit lumpy probably in the shoulders. So if I failed, and I am concerned about it, but if I failed and didn't re-sew all my stitches correctly, then it might come undone. But it's at the point, I'm sure if this had happened like 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, I wouldn't have been able to figure out what to do. But now I'm like, eh, whatever. Just sew it in, cut it off. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
To be doing like steeking surgery like I was at the retreat last summer.
Yeah.
You remember Simone had to help me because I had trouble with my steek just like falling apart. It's like, oh man.
If my improvised steek falls apart, then I'll suddenly get a hole in the shoulders. But again,
it looks great.
Thanks.
It looks very reinforced.
I like that it's a nice shaped shoulder. I like that look in a sweater.
You're definitely going to have that on your Mabel too. That's the beauty of these.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I won't have the same issue though.
Right. No, because your shoulder will be done right in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So unlike the very prescriptive knitting, like you were talking about, my Lopi sweater.
Yeah.
I was reading ahead and it was like, make the shoulder hole fit the sleeve. And I'm like, wait, what? It's sort of the opposite.
Knit a sweater that fits the sleeve.
Yeah.
Because it would be a great instruction to read someday.
It's steeked. It's like old-fashioned steeked, right? Like the shoulder holes are steeked.
Yeah.
And the neck, too, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow. So, we'll see. If you're listening, Simone, I may be bringing that sweater with me to the retreat for some surgery. But, all right.
Very cool.
Well, I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and as we said, it's actually April Fool's Day. So that's why I was kind of going, March? Because we meant to record this in March, but we decided this would be the March podcast, April Fool's.
Okay, there you go.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best we can do for an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't want to make anybody drop their knitting.
Yes. All right. Well, I guess that's
come
what
to
am
the
I
end?
Saying?
And it comes to the end of another main year.
That's what I'm supposed to say. Yeah. Thank you. Show notes are on the new website at knitwitportland.com. So click on the Main Yarn podcast link or box. It's there in a few different places on the new website. So come find us. And
thank you to our sponsor, Knitwits.
Yes.
As I point at Jen.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Well, happy knitting, everyone. We will talk to you soon.
Happy knitting.
Bye.
Bye.